Welcome back. Leaking government secrets has changed. These days, reams of data can be ferried out of an office on a thumb drive. Back in the 70s, Daniel Ellsberg carried the Pentagon Papers in a briefcase. He spent a night photocopying them. What does this mean for us? Bill Leonard was director of the Information Security Oversight Office at the National Archives until 2008, and he joins us now. Bill, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
You argue that there are too many things that are classified as secret. You say 90% of government secrets really aren't. What do you mean?
Everybody acknowledges from the president on down that overclassification is a tremendous challenge. Classification is a critical national security tool, but it's only effective when it's used with precision. And when it's used on a massive scale, as Potter Stewart once said, when everything is secret, nothing is secret, the system, quite frankly, loses its effectiveness.
Well, the other government leak case going on is, of course, WikiLeaks. Private Bradley Manning in the middle of a court-martial trial. Today, prosecutors presented the evidence that he used his work computer to access classified documents, which underscores that once it was only high-ranking analysts like, say, Daniel Ellsberg at the RAND Corporation who had access to this. Now it's younger people and not even truly analysts in some cases.
Well, it's endemic to the technology. You always want to be able to keep the human in the loop, so to speak. Otherwise, you're confronted with 2001, A Space Odyssey, with Hal the computer controlling everything on his own. And so as a result, that need to keep the human in the loop, that what that means is that systems administrators, such as I understand Snowden played that role, have really significant capabilities and significant access rights, because they're the ones who set everybody else's access rights, and they're the ones who monitor everyone else's access.
And in effect, Edward Snowden becomes Hal.
In a sense, he does. He's saying, in effect, he does.
Yeah, saying, I'm not going to do what you would like me to do.
In effect, he does.
What do you think we learned, though, from the WikiLeaks case and Bradley Manning?
As unfortunate as that indiscriminate data dump was, it did give us what I call a veritable laboratory setting to actually do this fundamental reassessment in terms of looking at information and looking at how we think information can harm us, and then comparing what was actually disclosed through the WikiLeaks incident and comparing it to the actual harm that did occur. We all recall at the time we heard all of these dastardly forecasts and things along those lines, but here it is 3 years later and the Republic still stands, and not all that great identifiable harm has, in fact, occurred.
Well, we do have to say that after the Bradley Manning leaks, the State Department said that relationships were damaged. The government has said other leaks, you know, have put people's lives in danger. People spirited out of Yemen, for instance. So there are some who would say there has been some damage.
And that's exactly what I'm suggesting, is that you have to look at the specific incidents where that has occurred and differentiate that from the vast, vast, vast majority of the rest of the information that it did not result in.
Bill Leonard, he was director of the Information Security Oversight Office at the National Archives until 2008. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Robin.